KBMW. All right, back here in the Radio Hut. Good morning. Kicking into October here, October 1st. Sunshine and 66 degrees. Talk Around Wednesday gets going here. We're kicking things off with Veteran Services Officer from Wilkin and Traverse County, Jeremy, in to talk with us. Good morning, young man.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And we were just commenting on the weather. It yes. sure is nice. Yeah. Everybody walking in here, I mean, everybody talks about the yeah. weather around here, but this yeah. is crazy. Hey, you got a great event coming up, a Veterans Expo. Tell us about this.
So Wilkin and Richland County, and also with help of Traverse County, we're going to be putting on a big expo here in WAP at the Wahpeton Community Center. It's going to be November 6th from 2 to 6 p.m. And so there's going to be a lot of vendors out from the VA, state level, North Dakota, and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of good information if you know for veterans to come around and just be informed, and just also a good time to meet the local veterans as well.
Yeah, without a doubt, and just kind of get that fellowship going. Is this the first one of these that you've done, Jeremy?
This is, yeah, this okay. is my first. I do believe they have been done in the past, mm-hmm. but I think it's been a couple of years or so.
So can you thumbnail a little bit some of the information that's going to be available to veterans?
Yeah, so they're going to have, like I said, so VA, so it's going to be a federal level. They're going to have some individuals from the Fargo clinic or the hospital, and they'll go over eligibility. There's going to be someone there from the regional office that can kind of steer veterans as far as like where their claims
sure.
at. As far as like state level, we're going to have, you know, someone representing education, because Minnesota has their own GI Bill for veterans. Not too sure about North Dakota, but Mary, VSO here in Richland County, she has a lot of good vendors as well
okay.
to come. So,
is there any charge for this?
No charge.
No charge. No, just no. show up. Okay. No,
and of course, food is always a good medium to have.
That's a good way to bribe yeah. people. Yeah. Definitely.
So, you know, no crazy barbecue or anything like that, but enough to fill you up until it's dinner time.
Yeah,
so.
Without a doubt. Without yeah. a doubt. And again, veterans, if you are in need of any kind of information, like you said, just the fellowship, just showing up yeah. and making connections. That's yeah. that's what this is about too, right?
Oh yeah, and of course, there's even questions like we have right now, unfortunately. With the Senate not able to meet the budget and all that, of course, they're everybody's, or at least veterans, are kind of fearful, like mm-hmm. Am I going to get paid? Well, luckily you are, because those funds are basically paid in advance, so
right.
Please don't be worried about that. So any questions like that, where's my education at, of course, disability mm-hmm. is a big question, or big wonder that veterans have if they're eligible or not. Well, come down. That's yeah. one way to find out, and then we can go from there.
And just a very casual atmosphere too,
yeah.
So
yeah.
veterans, again, don't be shy and don't hold off mm-hmm. about getting information. Jeremy, if veterans want more information about this, or there's families out there that want information about this too, who do they contact?
So you can either call my office, or you can also get a hold of the Richland County's office. So, of course, my number is 218-643-7177.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about Mary's number, but I'm, of course, any veteran out there, you can always just look up the Richland County Veterans Service Office, and you'll be able to find the number. And there's going to be plenty of flyers around. There should be also talk to continue mm-hmm. to promote this. So, and I'll be here hopefully every week.
Yes, you will. We got you. I want to get you a really good turnout for
yeah.
this too. So,
yeah.
You'll be here pretty much throughout the month, keeping us updated. All right. And again, this is for veterans in Wilkin, Richland, and Traverse County, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jeremy, thanks for stopping in. Look yeah. forward to our conversation next week.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. You bet. It's 9:13. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.